So the big question is this: how do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things: doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle.
People will always have some level of an opinion. And when I say people, you may think, all right, people, I don't really care about everybody's opinion. So people can be people, but I guarantee you it feels different when those people are the ones that are perhaps closer to you, that may not necessarily understand what it is to balance being, a mother, a parent, a wife, a businesswoman, being someone who may still be working a 9-to-5, trying to be a community participant, have bigger than life visions and goals that perhaps they can't see, but you know are very, very real for you. And you know that you have to see them. You know that it's important because you understand that you are called for so much more. But every single time you get a comment or a piece of feedback meant to be for your good, meant to be for your well-being, kind of makes you want to scream. I know what you're saying, and I know what you're saying because I've been there. My mom and I will often have conversations, and the way that she grew up, and of course the way that she raised me, just very, they're different, right? Of course she raised me with the way she was brought up and her upbringing, but the way that I choose to raise my own children, very different. The goals and visions that I see for myself, very different. And so as I think about, and I'm kind of distracted because my kids, I hear my kids yelling about guinea pigs. This is mom life. So you're trying to do a podcast episode. The reality is your children need something, but you've got this bigger than life vision. That's what's going on right now in this episode. And so anyhow, so back to the story with my mom, you know, there are things where it's like, hey, okay, Candace, did you make sure that all the socks were matched up? You can do all of the stuff before you go to bed. And I'm sure that my mom is listening because she will listen into this episode. Did you make sure that you got all the clothes laid out ahead of time? You know, you would save yourself so much time if you did this. You would save yourself so much time if you did that. Lots of suggestions, all helpful and meant to be for my well-being. But when I think about making the trade-off between them having perfectly matched socks or them being independent enough that they can get them their own selves dressed while I quickly take care of an email before I have to dash into my 9-to-5, I make different choices. And I make different choices because my reality and my vision is different. And that's not something that everybody will understand, and they don't have to. So one of the things I think it's important for you is to make sure that you are picking and choosing the feedback that you choose to take in and take some action with, because not all of it will be for you. So you will have to learn how to say, hey, that advice is good, mother, friend, colleague, you name it. But know what you need to take for yourself as a gift, and know what you need to just set aside or maybe even put into the trash, quite frankly, because you are rooted in your ambitions and you know what is necessary on your journey to make things work in the way that help further your goals and what you see in front of you. Now, one of the things that I consider very important and it will help you as you navigate navigate your landscape of all the feedback that comes to you oh so often. Make a decision about who lives in your external forces council. I completely just made that up, the external forces council. But when I say that, what I'm thinking about is there are people in my life, I could count them on one hand, that I would put together and I would say, you know what? Their opinion matters to me. And their opinion matters to me in a certain way or from a certain perspective. So if you identify who that council is, who those folks are, and in what way their feedback, their opinion matters, it will become massively easier for you to cycle through the noise, for you to put aside the feedback that is important, the feedback that is not relevant, put that to the side, and only take in the things that help you move forward in the calling and the impact that you have to make on this world. Okay? So take everything that I've said, take it and take action. And of course, I hope you have a great day, a great evening, whenever you're listening. And I'll talk to you again very, very soon. You can find the show notes for this episode and just about all the other episodes on CandiceSpears.com. So go and check it out. Not only can you find the show notes, but you'll find other bonus resources, some freebies, some blog posts that may be helpful to you. There's plenty hanging out at my home base. So go to CandiceSpears.com. I guarantee you there will be some things there to help you on your bigger impact journey. Goodbye for now. I know what it is to have external forces. I mean, parents, friends, coworkers, etc., outside forces. Those that have some level of opinion about how your life is lived. Deciphering through all of those opinions, knowing when to observe feedback and take it in and when to just close your ears and walk away. It's all important on your journey, especially to avoid the emotional ups and downs. So let's get into that after the theme song.